Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God will take care of you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 11 to 14. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto thee." So Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, sent Nebushaban, Rabsaris, and Nergal-Sharzar, Rab-Mag, and all the kings of Babylon's princes. Even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home. So he dwelt among the people. What a powerful, powerful reminder and a powerful message from the Lord that the Lord sent to us this morning. That once we remain faithful to him, he will take care of us. In the story of the season of Judah by the Babylonians, the Lord did to Jeremiah exactly what he said. In Jeremiah 39, God provided the information of the capture of Judah and the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. It is so interesting to note that exactly what the Lord said to Jeremiah, which was recorded in the last verses of chapter 39, we saw recorded in verses 11 to 14. And we just read exactly what the Lord said in verses 11 to 14. Here we see the Lord ensuring that the Babylonians did no harm to Jeremiah when they came to seize the kingdom of Judah. When I read this passage, the Lord also reminded me of some of the promises that he made to his people regarding the way he would treat his people who remained faithful to him. Here are some of the passages that the Lord brought to my attention. Psalm chapter 91, verse 11 and 12. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 23. "Therefore ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divination. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." Today, the Lord is reminding us that we can believe him for every word that he has said is true. We can believe in God because he will give his angels charge over us to protect us from the fiery darts of the wicked one. There are many of us Christians who become afraid of the things that our enemies threaten to do to us. But today God is reminding us that we don't have to worry because he will take care of us. We must remember that no weapons that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. The same God who protected Jeremiah is the same God that will be able to protect us today. Therefore, we have nothing to fear when some of the people rise up against us and say all manner of evil against us. Once we stand up for God, he will stand up for us. And no matter how uncomfortable we may feel at this moment because of the circumstances of our lives, today, God is reminding us that He has the power to take care of us, and He will do just that. I pray that we will continue to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, knowing that He will give His angels charge over us to protect us. No matter what people say about us, we need to continue to do what the Lord said and believe that the same way He took care of Jeremiah, He will take care of us. Let us continue to surrender every single year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, knowing that God will do everything in His power and everything possible to make sure that we receive a crown of righteousness at His second coming. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the word today and the tremendous reminder that the same way You have taken care or took care of Jeremiah when the children of Israel or Judah was taken by the Babylonians is the same way that You will protect us today. As a matter of fact, You have been protecting us from all harm and danger. We bless Your name. Glorify and magnify Your name, and thank You for being an awesome God, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.